Bottom line, Pi is a strong default execution harness for Praxis. It already gives provider choice, tool allow lists, JSON event streams, RPC mode sessions, forks, compaction skills, extensions, and a direct TypeScript session API. The current Praxis wrapper uses only the conservative path, Pi and JSON print mode, subprocess per call, with extensions, skills, templates, and themes disabled. So the first upgrade is probably not replacing Pi, it is making the Pi adapter richer. Use RPC mode, map more event types, add hard command policy outside the prompt, and add a structured output adapter. The other SDKs only win in specific areas. Lang Graph and Deep Agents are best as runtime and harness prior art, durable graphs, checkpointing interrupts, planning, file system context, subagents, memory, permission rules. And human approval, OpenAI agents and codecs are best for OpenAI native sandboxed workspaces, manifests, handoffs, guardrails, tracing, and coding repair loops. Pydantic AI is best for typed tools and validated structured outputs. Google ADK is best as an A2A MCP and Google Cloud Agent runtime interoperability target. Do not replace Praxis Core. Keep Praxis event sourcing, replay, thread state. Approvals and workflow contracts canonical.